The best date I had was the second date I had. I'm not a big fan of dates and I've only ever been on two. They were both with the same person. So I tricked her into going out on Valentine's Day. The first date we'd had, we'd sort of said, oh, well, we won't have romance, it's not going to work. So we'd written that off and then we went out for a few drinks, just as friends, and connected in ways that I'd never expected could happen or I didn't think was ever going to happen to me. And it was really powerful and I was like, well, let's have another date. A few days later, I sort of cornered her and set the day. And I thought, oh, I'm being clever, it's Valentine's Day. So we had that second date and it was brilliant and it ended with us on the kissing on some swings and then falling off them. Well, 11 years later, we're still falling off swings together. And the second date was on Valentine's Day. So every year it's our anniversary and it's also Valentine's Day. Now that's annoying because it feels like it should be about us, but it's about everybody. It's this whole like romance thing and neither of us like Valentine's Day. It's kind of cliched and there's a lot of pressure on the idea of love and a kind of Hollywoodization of love or whatever. And it's just lots and lots of pressure and lots of noise and everybody's got their own story and you sort of, we're writers so you can't help but people watch and that's very distracting with all of these people going through their own narratives of love around you. And it's kind of, you can't get a table. I always make that joke, but it really is true. I mean, we did manage to get a table yesterday, but generally speaking, you can't get a table and it's crowded and it's overpowering. So we managed to get a table yesterday and we had some vouchers from Tesco so we could get some food. Wouldn't call it a date because, like I say, we're not too into dates. We don't do them. The first two, I guess, were dates technically and classically, but everything else after that, we just go out. We're just hanging out, the two of us. We do that all the time. That's how we spend our lives when we're together, and that's what we like. Anyway, so we went out on this meal, and it was, the waiter kept touching me too much and I was kind of stressed out by the crowds and everything, and I'm having some problems controlling my emotions at the moment, and so I got in a really bad mood and I was miserable by the end of the meal and stressed out. And so I guess I'm the worst date that you can have, but thankfully Jen isn't into dates, she isn't into Valentine's Day. And for better or worse, she is into me. So we sort of talked about maybe changing the date of our anniversary so we didn't have this conflict, but I think we won't, because it's nice to be able to remember every year what we were doing on that first day and that first date and all of that.